So now we have a gyroscope in a laboratory. If we can change the flow of time in that local area, then perhaps the gyroscope will speed up or slow down. Here's the problem. The flow of time in the rest of our laboratory must not change. Otherwise, the clocks, the instruments, the energy fields, and even our own bodies would all speed up or slow down at the same time the gyroscope did. And there would be no way for us to know that anything was happening. Einstein thought the flow of time could not change in a local area like a science lab. It was locally invariant. However, Kozarev's discoveries, along with the others we've already been discussing, throw that idea right out the window. A spinning gyroscope has a slow circular wobble called precession, just like the Earth's. When the flow of time slows down or speeds up, a small but noticeable change will appear in the speed of a gyroscope's precession, if you set it up according to Kozarev's instructions. These gyroscopes were electrically powered, so they would continue to run perfectly for long periods of time. That meant any hiccups we might see in the rotation were not the result of the gyroscope running out of energy and naturally slowing down. The changes Dr. Anderson found in the speeds that various NASA probes traveled through space were very small, only about 13 millimeters per second. Kozarev's effects were also very small. According to A.P. Levitch, who wrote an incredible summary of Kozarev's work that I will reference throughout this chapter, the amount of change in Kozarev's gyroscopes or other mechanical detectors could be as little as 10 to the minus 6 or 10 to the minus 7 of the overall amount of movement in the object. This is comparable in size to the very small changes NASA found in the speed their space probes were traveling. Therefore, Kozarev needed to develop extremely sensitive methods in order to detect changes in the flow of time. Another mechanical detector that gave Kozarev results was a beam balance, which is just a bar dangling horizontally on a string or filament, so it remains perfectly level from left to right. Kozarev found it was important that the beam weighed much more on one side than the other. In fact, 10 times as much, as this made it much more sensitive to tiny little movements. However, the real secret ingredient was to vibrate the hook the beam was hanging from at a high speed. Once you did this, the beam would move very suddenly and noticeably, even from touching it with the most delicate puff of air. For this very reason, you had to keep it sealed under a glass dome and suck all the air out of the inside. That way you could guarantee that air would not cause it to move. You then let the beam come to a perfect state of rest so it doesn't appear to move at all. However, when there is a flicker in the flow of time, the vibrating speed of the hook at the top will make a subtle but delicate change. The beam is so precariously balanced that this little change in vibrational speed actually causes it to move, noticeably. Kozarev found a variety of things that would cause a change in the flow of time, as we will discuss in a minute. However, the greatest surprise of his life came when he was reading Goethe's classic Faust, in which the hero is approached by the devil Mephistopheles and offered the greatest riches of the world in exchange for his immortal soul. Don't forget that Kozarev went through grinding hunger, poverty, and hard labor in the concentration camp. It's easy to see how many temptations he must have felt to steal food, shoes, clothing, blankets, or soap, or to find a way to avoid working. Thus, the story had a very personal feeling. He sat there reading the book in his lab near the balance beam detector. As the story reached its climax, he had a sudden emotional surge. Right at that very same moment, the beam suddenly turned and pointed at him. This was when he first realized that he had not merely discovered the flow of time. It was not just an energy that flowed in and out of physical matter. It was the energy of mind as well, the source field. With this discovery, Kozarev could now prove that our thoughts were not locked away privately in our own brains. They created measurable signals that his detectors could pick up. Many more tests confirmed that this effect was real. And in the Global Consciousness Project, we find that when enough people think the same way, it creates a worldwide effect we can measure electronically. Kozarev's discovery fits perfectly with everything we discovered in the early chapters, from Baxter, Broad, and so on. We do appear to be sharing the same mind, at least to some degree. That energy is all around us, and it actually has fluid-like flow patterns. Some people might attack Kozarev's work and say that it had to be caused by magnetic fields or static electricity. He prevented this by also placing his detectors inside a Faraday cage, which screens out all electromagnetic fields. Keeping his detectors in a vacuum under glass ensured that air couldn't move them either. If his detector started moving, he was now observing the flow of time directly, a ripple in the source field. Another effective mechanical detector Kozarev developed was a swinging pendulum, which was also electrically powered like the gyroscope. Once again, if he vibrated the hook it was hanging on, the pendulum responded to the time flow much more noticeably, just like we saw with the balance beam and the gyroscope. In this case, the actual direction of the pendulum's swing would change. Of course, he also had to keep it sealed in a vacuum and shielded from electromagnetic fields.